The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Man, after all that hype, the Super Bowl sure was a dud.
John, what are you talking about?
Falcons blowing out the Patriots. Got so bad I turned it off at halftime just to watch Shark Tank.
We need to talk.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Welcome to Sound Off. John's kidding, of course, but Andy Fales, Brooke Bauma, Jerrianne Ritter, they're going to wake up at 2 this morning and they're going to be dumbfounded. They're going to be, what? What?
Well, we were sitting in the sports office like,
What's going on?
What? What's happening?
The Patriots come from 25 down to win the Super Bowl in the Super Bowl's first overtime. Kurt Warner is voted into the Hall of Fame. The Cyclones come from 15 down to win at Kansas. The Hawks have won 3 in a row, 2 without Peter Jock.
Drake Women off to the best start ever.
We've got some stuff to talk about. Your chance to sound off at 515-282-9010. The hot topic, Super Bowl 51. The Patriots stun the Falcons, John, and the rest of us. 34-28 in overtime. No team had ever come from more than 10 down to win a Super Bowl. Tom Brady wins MVP for a fourth time and sets yet another Super Bowl record with 466 yards passing. 515-282-9010. Sound off right after we do. Kevin Jackson worked hard, good guy, Olympic gold medalist, his legacy secure. But Jackson lost the locker room and the Cyclones lost too much. Time for change and opportunity. Time for Iowa State to make wrestling great again. Hashtag MWGA. Get it going, Cyclone fans. Why? Iowa State has won 8 team titles. That's 8 national championships, most of any sport by far. 69 individual national titles by 45 wrestlers. No other Cyclone sport comes close. First wrestling program in America to 1,000 wins. 13 Hall of Famers, and that includes the gods of wrestling, icons, living legends, Dan Gable and Cale Sanderson. Contrary to opinions of some, Jamie Pollard does care, has noticed, and will take advantage of this reboot. Here's a handy to-do list. New coach, upgraded facilities, marketing push. It is time for Iowa State to restore order, bring back pride, and make wrestling great again. Everybody wins.
More make wrestling great again coming up in What's Bugging Andy. First, signed, sealed, delivered. The signature win is now on Iowa State's resume. Despite getting killed on the glass, ISU hit a school record 18 threes and forced 20 Kansas turnovers. That won't happen every game, but now we've seen it's possible. Somehow Iowa State found a way to win at a place road teams are usually given a loss before the ball is even tipped. There was a lot of chatter on social media about where this win ranks all time in Cyclone history. Top 10? Maybe. Regular season for sure. All time encompasses so many great wins, but this win will likely be judged on what happens next. Springboard to a deep run in March, or will it be forgotten because of an early tournament exit? Still lots of basketball left to be played. And what a weird day in the Big 12 on Saturday. Number 2 Baylor, 3rd-ranked Kansas, and 7th-ranked West Virginia all lost at home. Parity is taking over. The Hawkeyes won their 3rd straight game today, beating Nebraska by 11. Peter Jock returned to the lineup, looked rusty. Iowa is better with a healthy Jock. The supporting cast needs to play every game like they did without Pete. Kurt Warner is a Hall of Famer. Warner's story is Hollywood worthy. Started one season in college, undrafted, cut by the Packers, sacked groceries at Hy-Vee, arena football, NFL Europe, backup in the NFL, starter for the Rams, MVP, Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP. Warner is one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen. I don't even know if Hollywood could write a script like that.
It's fascinating. Here's a guy who was benched a couple of times. He had some subpar seasons, but at the very top end, he did it really great. I mean, as well as almost anyone ever. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
And one of the forgotten games or forgotten things is when he took the Arizona Cardinals to the Super Bowl.
Within a play of winning.
One play away from giving the Cardinals a championship.
But Super Bowl is on the mind of most everybody now. And I didn't know if anything could move ahead of Iowa State winning at Kansas. But with some people, hard to shake what we just saw tonight. Joe and Ames, 25-point comeback for the Patriots. They win in the Super Bowl's first OT. What did you think?
Oh, man, that game was an instant classic. Tom Brady is now the GOAT. It's undisputed. And I wish I was back home so I can go to the parade with all my family and friends. That was awesome.
Oh, it's going to be an all-night party there. The Patriots just self-destructed in the first half. John, you could see some Twitter activity about maybe it's time for Garofalo. Is it time? Is it time to move on. Time to move on from Tom Brady.
He's lost the magic. He's lost the touch. He's getting old. He needs to retire.
Matt Ryan looked fantastic. Julio Jones is so great.
Man, and this puts him up 28-3. And at this point, you're thinking, man, it's done.
We've already
it's
seen.
Over.
Yeah, we've seen the stat. Jim in West Des Moines knows this. We saw the stat, Jim. 10 points had been the greatest comeback in a Super Bowl for the win. Now it's 25. That's a pretty big difference, Jim. What did you think? Jim in West Des Moines, go ahead. All right, Jim,
he's
we'll take
dumbfounded
a pass
by this catch we'll, from yes. Julian Edelman. Look at this, right?
That's incredible.
Here.
It immediately makes you think of the David Tyree helmet ball pinned to the helmet. Mark and Pella. Mark.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I was talking about the Iowa wrestling team, though. I was talking about the Iowa wrestling Thomas Gilman, the incredible comeback that he had today. Number one ranked wrestler in his weight class, and he came down from 8-0 down and ended up pinning his man.
He did. We just showed it in the sportscast. Thank you for saying that. Hey, John, what was going on there with the little pushing at the beginning?
They all come out to shake hands before. Gilman is a really confident guy. I think he was running over trying to shake the guy's hand, like, in the huddle over there. Gopher guys didn't like it. They pushed him out of the huddle, and then they ran back to the middle. But, man, down 8-0, and you pin the guy in the third?
That's like being down 25 in the Super Bowl.
Man.
It just doesn't happen. Mike in Des Moines. Mike, grade this for us. It was such a one-sided Super Bowl, I think some people even turned it off. But then in the end, we get our first overtime game, and the Patriots win it. So how do you think this Super Bowl ranks?
You know, it started out, I was watching it with the family and the in-laws. It started out as, like, the worst Super Bowl ever, and I'm, like, a Bears fan. They get to the halftime show, it drags, and then you get this comeback. And, I mean, you can't – I'm a Bears fan. You can't deny Brady isn't the greatest of all time. I mean – the comeback was insane. I just can't imagine Aaron Hernandez having that extra TV time watching this and realizing, hey, I'm not on this team anymore.
Hernandez isn't on it. And when you lose Gronk, you lose a really big weapon. And they haven't had Gronk since week 13. Patriots do find a way to win it. John, the halftime show is what kept some people around. And, you know, Lady Gaga, very theatrical. And she comes out there. She jumps off the building at one point. Started off with a very patriotic
tribute.
God bless America here. And then she, right here, she jumps into the stadium. And then at the end of this thing, she caught a pass, which made her a better receiver than several of the Patriots in the first half. They were dropping passes.
Yeah, the first half was so different from the second because the first half, Brady's missing throws, the receivers are dropping balls. Second half, they could do no wrong. And then what did you think of the performance from Lady Gaga?
Well,
I thought it was good.
I did too. I mean, I think you got to go big at the Super Bowl, and she went big. She went big. She jumped twice. She was on cables. She can sing. She has a really good voice. I don't know if this is lip syncing or live. I felt like she was out of breath at times.
She is a great performer, and it was a great performance. Okay, what else do you want for a Super Bowl halftime show? I thought you did a great job.
Time for Lookalikes Super Bowl edition. Old Spice judges Neil and Ankeny says Patriots head coach Bill Belichick looks like the woman from Throw Mama from the Train and Ramsey. Wow. Old Spice?
Is Ann Ramsey in Goonies?
She is.
The old lady in Goonies, too, the mean old woman on
yeah,
the boat?
And I think that's Ann Ramsey on the left. No?
Oh.
No, it's Ann Ramsey on the right.
Okay, yeah.
Stephen Beaverdale says Falcons owner Arthur Blank looks like singer Tony Bennett. Old Spice. That is your Super Bowl edition of Lookalikes.
Maybe it's not out of the question for Iowa State to become a true national power. Maybe it just needs to change that question a bit. I'll explain in What's Buggin' Andy next.
Follow us on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. Scott writes, wow, Atlanta. I haven't seen a collapse like that since you and I in the NCAA tourney. Sorry I had to go there, but it's true.
Chris, having some fun with the Super Bowl, says, America, Lady Gaga stole the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, quote, hold my beer. Hashtag Super Bowl.
More on what should be the Cyclones' trending hashtag, MWGA.
That's Make Wrestling Great Again, and it's What's Bugging Andy.
Guys, I remember one of my first weeks on the job here in the Des Moines market, and I covered Media Day for the 1999-2000 Iowa State wrestling team. Bobby Douglas was all smiles. His team was returning five All-Americans, Kale and Cody Sanderson, Joe Heskett. I mean, the team was ranked number one in the preseason, and talk of wrestling in Ames was absolutely not confined to the fringes of Cyclone fandom. Well, things have changed in Iowa State. Kevin Jackson has tried mightily, but he hasn't been able to will the program back to the top of the heap. Now, wrestling doesn't get overlooked very often in this state, but Jackson's resignation was really the first time in a while that program made headlines. Jamie Pollard is in a difficult position right now. How far do you go to revive a program, a sport that doesn't generate many headlines, that doesn't bring in much revenue? Well, here's hoping that Pollard decides to go far, go big, heck, go all the way. Iowa State wants desperately to become a national football power, heck, a Big 12 power. Think of the time and effort and money it spends in that effort. It's never become either of those things, never really come close. But no fan wants Pollard to stop pushing. Even the youngest fans, though, can remember a time when the Cyclones were a force in wrestling. Iowa State has had some legitimate stars in the sport of basketball, Gary Thompson, Jeff Grayer, Marcus Fizer, George Niang. But man, in wrestling, Iowa State has Kale Sanderson and Dan Gable. They aren't just stars. They are the earth, moon, and planets of that sport. I mean, they are half of wrestling's Mount Rushmore. Forget Insight Bowl trophies and Big 12 championship banners. And Iowa State wrestling is wrapped in national championship cloths from multiple decades. It is Iowa State's one sport where no one has ever needed to make excuses. For everything that Iowa State football and basketball strive to be someday, wrestling has been already, and could much more easily become again. Go big, Jamie. Open up the purse strings and aim for a big name coach. Consider major upgrades to facilities. Pick Dan Gable's brain. Go all out in hopes of making Iowa State the wrestling school in America again. A few tenths of a football coach's contract are huge in the world of wrestling salaries. Most college sports lose money, but none are more closely identified with this state, and none have more young athletes already familiar with this state. Yes, it's not that easy, but no, you can't say that it can't be done, because it has been done.
All of it. National titles, individual champions, number one rankings, Olympic golds, Wheaties boxes, all-time greats, everything, no exceptions, recently. Here's to bringing it all back. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Make wrestling great again, Iowa State. The Patriots shocked the Falcons in the first Super Bowl overtime. Who's in your five ranks the all-time Super Bowl players? Plus your live calls, 515-282-9010. It is Sound Off Live. Like us on Facebook in regards to Warner making the Hall of Fame. Larry writes, the one and only NFL jersey I own, the Rams number 13. The only day I wear it, Super Bowl Sunday, no matter who is playing.
War today. After Iowa State's upset over Kansas, Amy writes, how does ISU not love this coach? He is invested and passionate about this program and his boys. The wait and struggle was worth watching the win today. This team has the potential to do this every game.
Who's in your five greatest Super Bowl players of all time? Number five, Emmitt Smith, 5 touchdowns, 289 yards rushing, 1 MVP. Number four, Terry Bradshaw, 9 touchdowns, 2 MVPs, 4 rings. Number three, I've got Jerry Rice, 33 catches, 589 yards, 8 touchdowns, all records, MVP. Number two, Joe Montana, 4 Super Bowls, 3 MVPs, 11 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
That's crazy stat right there.
Yeah, it is. And number one, Tom Brady, all-time leader in passing yards, completions, touchdowns, starts, rings, MVPs, and wins. End of discussion.
He closed it out tonight. I mean, if there was any doubt before tonight, this was the
it's incredible.
Yep.
Sam and West Des Moines, we need to talk about the Cyclones' epic win in Lawrence, Kansas at Fog Allen Fieldhouse. I did not see this coming at all. Down 15. Props to the Cyclones. That was an incredible effort.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I agree with you guys. First off, just want to say, Sam, I'm Sam from West Des Moines. I used to be Sam from Ames. I talked to you guys a couple weeks ago. Just want to send an apology to John Sears. I think you're doing a great job. Although I loved Andy, I think you're a great replacement for him. But definitely don't want to talk about the Packers this week. Because we didn't play, and we got killed by the Falcons. I wish we would have played today. But yeah, let's talk about the Iowa State Cyclones. You know, as a fan, we were getting a little nervous, but that is a big, big win. Confidence booster. We definitely needed to knock them off. And you know, I hope we can win the Big 12 tourney in Kansas City and go pretty far in the tournament. So
I can tell you've been yelling. John, this is the signature win that Iowa State needed. Now play 500 basketball the rest of the season, NCAA tournament lock.
Yeah, I mean, the thing you don't want to happen is a letdown after this. Because it can happen.
Still have to keep winning.
Yeah, you still got to win the games you should win, and I think they will. But, man, you want to talk about a game where everything fell into place, 18 threes. When's the last time Kansas had 20 turnovers at home? And that was a lot with the Iowa State defense. They played great in stretches.
I think Iowa State won despite Matt Thomas not scoring.
Yeah, and he I think he sprained his ankle or something. He was out a lot of the second half as well.
The Patriots add a new Super Bowl trophy to their collection, and they've done it in a league designed for parity. John and I face off on other topics next on Sound Off Live, plus more of your calls at 515-282-9010. You can always email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. Great win for Iowa State at Kansas, but now it's time to step up and build off of it. The last thing we need is to lay an egg at Texas on Tuesday. Imagine if ISU had a pulse in the middle, it would be a completely different team. That's from Gus in Winterset. Thank you, Gus.
Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. Earlier this week, highly touted wide receiver Oliver Martin out of Iowa City signed with Michigan, not Iowa. Martin made the announcement via Twitter by jumping in a pool with Jim Harbaugh.
Of course.
Big loss for the Hawks?
It is. Iowa needs receivers, and Martin should be a good one. But any reasonable Hawkeye fan understands this decision. John, if you were a four-star receiver, would you sign up for Iowa's passing game right now?
Mm-mm.
That should change under Brian Ferentz.
Yeah. After a five-year hiatus, Ken O'Keefe is back with
He's
the Hawkeyes.
Back.
brought back as the new quarterback's coach. I like the move. O'Keefe can focus solely on developing quarterbacks. Plus, he was the main recruiter for Ricky Stanzi and C.J. Beathard. You like the hire, or should Kirk have gone with someone outside the box?
I do like it, and I think Brian Ferentz had a lot to do with it. No one enhanced Ken O'Keefe's legacy at Iowa more than Greg Davis. Like you said, though, quarterback's coach, it makes a lot of sense. I think people are happy to have Ken O'Keefe back, and who would have thought that a couple of years ago?
Yeah, and Iowa hasn't had a quarterback's coach.
Right.
Once again, Terrell Owens was left out of the Hall of Fame. Owens went on a minor Twitter rant, venting his frustration. Surprise, surprise. He's Hall-worthy, but will he get in with all that excess baggage he brought to every team?
I think he will eventually. Hall of Fame stats, Hall of Fame talent. But, John, five teams cut Owens. That means five teams felt better off without him. That speaks loudly, too.
Yeah, dude played a Super Bowl with a broken leg. Good enough for me.
He was good in that game, too.
LeBron James and Charles Barkley had their own public spat this week. Barkley called James whiny. LeBron responded, calling Chuck a hater, and even went on to slam Barkley about his past personal troubles. You like James standing up for himself and his legacy?
Barkley has a right to criticize LeBron. He is being whiny, and LeBron has a right to stand up for himself. I like all of this, though LeBron did make it a little more personal than he should have.
I kind of like a little feisty LeBron every once in a while.
Over, under, overrated Super Bowl commercials, they're now all leaked ahead of time. They just don't seem as good anymore.
Yeah, underrated Super Bowl game. How about the one tonight? After one-sided games through much of the 80s and 90s, the games have been great, mostly, since the turn of the century.
All right, we've got some final calls here. We're going to get it started with Paul in Ames as we wind up the show here. Paul, you had a thought?
Yeah, I thought it was a great Super Bowl, but I was really interested in tuning in for the trophy presentation in view of Inflategate.
Yeah.
I thought the commissioner would say, congratulations, Tom, but you mind if we check your balls?
Nice one to end on. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off, an emotional Steve Prohm after the Iowa State upset win.
God is good, man. This is a special win, special day for these guys. I'm just happy for these guys. You know, we lost to Gonzaga in Florida and down a stretch against number one team. We lost to Baylor same kind of way, Cincinnati. And I'm just happy for these guys. They deserve it. This is obviously, this program's the standard. It's what you want to be. This is a great environment. Coach Self.